We've spent a lot of time on these segments talking about ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences, and the negative effects they can have on a person throughout life. However, if we're going to talk about the negatives, we must also talk about the positive experiences. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us a little bit about positive childhood experiences, or PCEs. Doug, what are PCEs?
Positive childhood experiences are the relationships or experiences that help children to believe that their family or community will stand by them during hard times. These are also relationships that ensure that the child feels heard, accepted, and supported when talking openly about feelings. It also means that they feel physically and emotionally safe and protected by an adult at home.
It's sad, but not every child comes from a warm and accepting family. Can children also get support from, say, a grandparent, teacher, or from friends? Will that have a positive impact as well?
Absolutely. When children have an individual who cares, or are part of a larger group who they feel has got their back, like school, a faith community, or neighborhood, it can also have a major impact on their future mental health and success.
What does the actual research say about positive childhood experiences? What are the long-term impacts on us as we become adults?
Researchers at Tufts and Johns Hopkins Universities, who have pioneered PCE research, have so far found that the more positive experiences individuals reported during childhood, the more likely they were to report fewer issues of adult mental health challenges. Children are going to have both positive and negative experiences in life. The positive relationships that children have can help to buffer them from the adverse experiences that they have. Those positive experiences in people are protective, so that even in the face of adversity, children can tap into learned resiliency to help them handle what comes at them in life. There's a famous quote from a pioneer in early childhood research that says, "Every child needs at least one adult who is irrationally crazy about them." The research helps prove that.
I love that. I think we all need that as adults, too. So what can us adults who are crazy about a special child in our lives do to promote these positive experiences?
Talk to them. Ask them questions. Take an interest in their world and listen. Even very young children need adults who listen and encourage them. The babbling that babies do is practice for developing language. So answer them and talk back. Toddlers and preschoolers telling you long stories about their toys or asking why repeatedly are the building blocks for later on when they need you to listen to more serious concerns as preteens and teenagers. Seeing you in the stands at their baseball game or in the audience at a recital or volunteering in their classroom tells children that you're there for them all the time.
You never know just how much of a difference even the smallest actions make in a child's life. It's good to know that there are researchers who are taking the time to measure that impact. Let's all do something today to let a child know that we care. Thank you, Doug.